earth, and sky.
There's no better way to ruin a day at the beach than a sign telling you that you can't get in the water. These days, it's not an uncommon or unusual occurrence for high levels of bacteria to make swimming dangerous. The National Resources Defense Council recently released its annual report following an upward trend of beach closures and advisories. I spoke with Nancy Stoner, director of the Clean Water Project for the NRDC. She explained that the problem with beaches doesn't come from the water, but from within the infrastructure of our cities and towns.
Can you tell me, just to start out, what were the basic findings of your report?
Okay, so we found a record high level of beach closings and advisories. We found more than 25,000 beach closings and advisories in 2006. That was 28% more than the previous year.
So what is the main reason for the significant increase in beach closures? I mean, I understand that part of the problem has to do with there being more extreme weather events over the past years, but what about that?
You know, wet weather is definitely the cause. But then, you know, when you get to a second level of complexity, okay, so what about it? It's always been raining. And why do we have these problems in addition to the extreme weather event point we just made before? A lot of it is what the surface of the earth looks like now. So coastal development, urban development in general, land conversion, which is occurring at twice the rate of population growth in the United States and is particularly concentrated in coastal areas, that is changing what happens after, not how the rain falls, but what happens to it after it falls. And there's nowhere for the water to go. So instead of soaking into the earth the way it does in natural conditions and being taken up by plants and soil and so forth and recharging the groundwater, instead we have rainfall that falls on streets and parking lots and rooftops and yards, and for the most part washes directly off of all of those and carries everything with it. So it carries the trash, the pet waste, the fertilizer, the pesticide, the oil and grease, you know, everything that you have, the debris of all kinds, right into the waterways. And because where it washes into is into a pipe that does not go to a treatment plant, but instead directly into a waterway, there's nothing between the muck on the street and the beach. There's no treatment plant, and there's no vegetation to slow it down. There's very little in terms of biotic processes. It's a very efficient mechanism for carrying pollution from the streets to the beaches. That's what our stormwater pipes are.
So why are the stormwater pipes set up this way? Because it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
The problem that they are addressing is, for the most part, a different one. They were addressing flooding, trying to prevent flooding by getting the water into the waterways as fast as possible, so out of the streets and out of the yards and so forth, and also keeping water away from the foundations of buildings and off the rooftops. So it was the idea was waste removal and water being the waste that was being removed, as opposed to sort of current concepts which have to do with stormwater harvesting, and groundwater replenishment and infiltration and so forth. So stormwater is a resource that can be used for many purposes beneficially, and that's what we're moving toward, but we haven't gotten that far along. There are places where they're now capturing stormwater and using it to water trees. There are certainly places where they're putting it back in the ground so that it can restore the natural hydrology. There are people using rain barrels. There are people using green roofs. A green roof both provides stormwater treatment and provides insulation for a building, reduces the temperature, reduces the energy usage. So there's things that are happening, but most developments still done in the same way, with pipes underground, with streets, with houses designed to drain directly into those streets, with downspouts often that go right under the driveways. It's the worst possible means in terms of getting the stormwater to go back where it belongs in the natural environment.
So would you say that the problem of beach closures and water contamination fits into an overall ecological plan of how we build our cities and towns?
That's exactly right. It's a symptom of a problem. As I said, there's all kinds of pieces to that problem. What we're really trying to do with our cities is to restore the natural hydrology. That's what we should be trying to do from a, you know, not even just a water system perspective, but an ecological perspective, as you said. And so that doesn't mean that you don't develop. You know, clearly there will continue to be development, but it tells you where to develop and how to develop.
That was Nancy Stoner with the National Resources Defense Council. I'm Lindsay Patterson, and this is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.